Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday morning. This meeting of the Rules Committee for March 6th is called to order, and I will note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approving the minutes from Thursday, March 2nd. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Next item is re-referral of Governor's Budget Bill pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03. We will take up House File 2497, the Governor's Bill on Pre-K through 12 Education. As a reminder, the bill's only purpose before us is to refer to the Committee of Primary Jurisdiction for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. Any discussion to the re-referral? Seeing none, I move that House File 2497 be recommended to be re-referred to the Committee on Education Finance. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Next, we have administrative resolutions. If we could have Kelly Knight join us for the first one, I will move this resolution. It is 2023 R13C, and this is a resolution on drug use. It was following up on a recommendation from Representative Robbins, and I think our one of our very first Rules Committee hearings. And I'll let Ms. Knight explain the resolution. Ms. Knight.
Mr. Chair and members, the resolution on drug use that you have before you prohibits employees from consuming any drug in a house-controlled space except for over-the-counter, as prescribed by a health provider, or unless the employee is a registry program patient. And this comes out of the, as the chair said, out of that first.
Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for bringing this forward. Thank you, Ms. Knight. I just want to confirm that this includes edibles and beverages containing THC.
Ms. Knight.
Mr. Chair and members, that is my understanding, yes.
Any further questions, Representative Robbins? Okay. Any further discussion to the R13C? Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to confirm that we can still have coffee and caffeine, right?
Yes, that is not a prohibited drug. further discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the R13C, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution is approved. Next, we have the 2023 R14. I think we're just going in order. If Ms. Julek could come down. Ms. Julek, could you explain the R14, please?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, the R14 would adopt updated meal allowances for when staff are on trips, either within the state or outside the state, or when members are on trips outside the state. Since they can't get per diem on those trips. Increases the allowance for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a total of $6, with $1 increase for breakfast, $2 for lunch, and $3 for dinner. And this mirrors the changes that were adopted by the LCC about a month ago, and so the effective date would be retroactive to that adoption.
Any questions on the R14? Representative Torkels.
Mr. Chair, this is very picky, but under the breakfast line for within the state, it looks like we're going from $9 to $10, right?
Correct.
But shouldn't the one also be underlined?
Mr. Chair, Representative, it should be.
Ms. Julek.
Yes, Mr. Chair, the 9 is the old, the 10 is the new, so the both digits should be underlined as new.
We will note that change. Any further discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll get back out of the weeds.
Okay, all those in favor of the R14, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The R14 is adopted. Next, we have the 2023 P7F, temporary compensation time and non-exempt overtime policy. Ms. Knight, if you could explain the P7F.
Mr. Chair and members, the policy on compensatory time, non-exempt overtime, and time card policy has a number of changes to it. The first is the House is currently adhering to the wage theft law, and that has a 48-hour threshold, and in a 7-day period, and then at that point in time, staff would that are non-exempt would earn 1.5 times in non-exempt overtime. What we are doing is now reducing the 48-hour threshold down to 40 hours. So staff who are non-exempt would earn 1.5 times in non-exempt overtime within the 7-day period over 40. In addition, to mirror that, we are making some changes to the comp time policy. The comp time policy, we are getting rid of the 4-hour threshold. In addition, the accruals, instead of being 1-to-1, will be calculated at 1.5 times the hours worked over the pay period hours, and all exempt staff will now be eligible to accrue comp time. Finally, is a change to our summer hours program. The summer hours program, since staff will now be either non-exempt, will be earning non-exempt overtime, or all exempt staff will be earning comp time, we are going to make a change that staff who would previously have received 32 hours of summer hours will now receive up to 32 hours of either of summer hours if they did not earn a cumulative amount of non-exempt overtime or comp time up to 32 hours. These hours are still to be used between June 1 and August 31, and we continue the practice that summer hours cannot be cashed out.
Questions on the policy? I will just thank Ms. Knight and Ms. Julek for working on these changes, and note that we have some of the best, most hardworking staff in the business, and this is a way to help help them when they are working long hours in our busy session times to make sure they're getting appropriate credit for that. Any further discussion? All right, then seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the P7F, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The comp time policy is approved. Next, we have the 2023 P3F. Ms. Knight, if you could explain that, please.
Mr. Chair and members, this policy is a temporary change to the policy that was just adopted. It increases the number of compensatory time hours that can be accrued from 220 to 300. In addition, we are making a change that any remaining comp time hours that are there on October 31st, those will be moved to our prior holiday work balance to give staff an additional 2 months to be able to use that time. This is something that we also did in this committee during the pandemic. So we'll give staff a little bit of time to use that. Unlike the prior worked holiday hours that staff get for working additional holidays, this time, however, will not have a cash out value, and that is similar to what we had done in the past. And in order to capture everyone's hours, we are also making a change that the changes in calculations will be retro back to November 1 of 2022 for both the changes in compensatory time calculation as well as the changes in non-exempt overtime.
Thank you for that clear explanation. Questions to the P3F? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? P3F is adopted. Thank you so much, Ms. Knight. Our last order of business today is Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3. This concurrent resolution sets the deadlines for the 2023 session between the House and the Senate. And I will move that SCR 3 concurrent resolution adopting deadlines be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. Any discussion to the concurrent resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The concurrent resolution is adopted. Thank you, members, for being here bright and early on a Monday. Representative Pulowski.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I want to remind the committee of House Rule 1.10 on page 6 of the new rules. I'm in the fourth paragraph. Each annual session, the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration may designate a date after which a House file may not be introduced during the annual session unless approved for introduction by the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. The date must be at least 14 calendar days after the committee acts under this paragraph, but no earlier than May 1st of each annual session. We have introduced House File 2554. We have to act 14 days ahead. I know it's early March, but this is going to be a consistent reminder to the chair and the committee.
I appreciate the reminder, Representative Pulaski. I do think we have too many bills being introduced and are overworking our staff, so it is certainly something to be considered. Thank you so much, members. With that, we are adjourned.